对呀，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续来查考圣经的道理。
Today we'll continue to study the word from the Bible.
在主耶稣在世上传福音的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was in the ministry on this earth,
很多不同的人来跟随主。
There are many people that followed him.
但是他们内心所要求的都不太一样。
But all of them had a different request from him.
主耶稣也常常会问，到底你想要什么？
And a lot of time, the Lord will ask his disciple, "What do you want?"
昨天晚上我们查考过两个瞎眼的，想要求主耶稣打开他们的眼睛。
Last night we studied the truth regarding two blind men who want God to open their eyes so that they can see again.
早上我们也查考过。
And this morning we also have study.
两位门徒想要问主，你住在哪里？
There are two disciples that ask him, "Where did you live?"
想跟主耶稣一起住。
And so that they want to live with him.
下午我们再来查考另外一段。
And today we're going to study another chapter.
主耶稣又问门徒，你要求什么
？Again, the Lord asks his disciple, "What do you want from me?"
请看马太福音第二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 20.
马太福音第二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节到二十三节。
20 to 23.
马太福音二十章二十节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 20 to verse 23. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Verse 22, "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Verse 23, Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from this cup, but to sit at my right or my left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those whom they have been prepared by my Father."
这一次有两个门徒的妈妈来向主耶稣做一个请求。
In this incident, there are two sons of the mother of two sons came to Jesus for a request.
这个妈妈叫什么名字呢？
And what's the name of this mother?
这里没有写。
It's not recorded here the name of this mother.
这里只是写说西比泰两个儿子的妈妈。
It just says it's the Zebedee's son's mother.
西比泰两个儿子是谁呢？
Who is the two sons of Zebedee?
当然就是雅各跟约翰。
Of course, this refers to James and John.
他们的爸爸是谁呢？
And who is their father?
当然是西比泰。
And of course, it's Zebedee.
全家都有名字。
All the people in their family have names.
在那家里面谁没有名字？
And who doesn't have names?
妈妈没有名字。
Only the mother's name is not recorded here.
我看到这一段觉得很感动。
And whenever I read this part here, I'm deeply moved.
家里面爸爸也出名了。
The father's name is famous.
孩子也跟耶稣也出名了。
The disciples James and John, they are followers of Jesus. They are also famous.
谁的名字没有出现？
But whose name is not appear or recorded in this Bible?
妈妈的名字没有出现。
Mother's name is not recorded here.
妈妈不重要吗？
Well, it says that the mother is not important.
非常重要。
Mother is very important.
没有妈妈的话，当然就不会生这两个雅各、约翰。
If there's no mother, then there will be no James and John.
从这个要求可以提出来，这个妈妈的信仰也是非常的体验。
So we can see that this mother indeed has a very experiential faith.
我们现在的孝顺啊，妈妈都等到一年一次母亲节买花了，下个月要买花了。
So a lot of time we show our filial to our mother on Mother's Day by buying her a bouquet of flowers.
其实不要等她母亲节才想起妈妈的恩情。
But we shouldn't just wait until Mother's Day then buy her a bouquet of flowers.
真的看到很多妈妈都觉得她们很伟大。
A lot of time I look at all mother, I find that they are all great people.
为了自己的家人，为了自己的丈夫，为了自己的孩子啊，她的名字真的是被淹没了。
And for the sake of the husband, for the children, their name are always covered.
很简单，问一问。
Why is that so?
我们常听说啊，这位是陈妈妈、李妈妈。
Just for example, in our Chinese custom, we'll say this is Mrs. Lin and this is Mr. Lee.
请问那位陈妈妈、李妈妈的名字我们知道吗
？And do we know these mother's name?
女人嫁了有家庭了，真的是完全奉献给这个家庭。
And after a woman has married to the family, she gives everything she has to the family.
无论读到博士、硕士都好。
Whether she has a PhD or she has a master.
孩子一生出来啊，就被尿布淹没了。
And then when she has diapers, she was just being buried within the sea of diapers.
每天就是跟家里跟小孩子换大便。
And every day she will change diapers for her children.
为什么可以那么大的牺牲？
Why is it she will sacrifice so much for the family?
因为爱她的孩子。
Because she loved the children.
自己变成没有名字的一个人了。
And then she slowly become a person without name.
常常都知道某某传道什么名字。
And always we know who's the name of preacher.
但是传道娘都变成没有名字。
But we never know the names of the wife of the preacher.
我们知道说他叫传道娘。
We just know that he's so and so's preacher's wife.
某某太太也是一样。
And the same with the wives of many husbands.
但是妈妈真的很重要。
But however, mother are very important.
我们来看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to second book of Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第一章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. Verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience.As night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers.
第五节啊。
Verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louis and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you.
这里保罗写信给一个年轻的工人提摩太。
Here, Paul, he wrote a letter to a young worker, Timothy.
一讲起这个工人，就想起他的妈妈，还有他的外祖母。
Every time when he mentions this young worker, he will mention his mother and his grandmother.
因为这个信仰是一代一代传下来的。
Because faith is passed from one generation to another.
通常啊，姐妹啊，信心都坚强一点。
And often feel that sister has a stronger faith.
当然也有例外的，但是大部分来说，姐妹都比较热心。
Of course, there's exception, but most of the time, the sisters are more fervent.
因为有妈妈，因为有外祖母，才有提摩太这个工人。
Because of the mother, because of grandmother, then we have this worker Timothy.
所以刚刚这个雅各、约翰的妈妈来向耶稣来求一件事情。
So the mother of James and John came to Jesus for a favor.
无论她所求的好还是不好。
Regardless what she's asking, whether it's good or not good.
但是我们可以想一个问题。
But we can think of this a problem.
这个妈妈对她两个孩子啊很有期望。
This mother has great hope for these two sons that she has.
不是普通世界成功的希望。
It's not just the worldly kind of ambition.
他们想说，既然要跟耶稣，就跟紧一点。
Since they are followers of Jesus, they must follow him tight.
以后主耶稣得什么荣耀，你们也要跟近一点。一个在主右边，一个在主左边。
So whatever glory that Jesus will receive one day, you must be one on the left and one on the right.
我们养孩子都有期待。
And we all have children, and we all have hope in our children.
我们对他们的期待都反映在他们的名字上面。
And our hope in them is often reflected in the names that we give them.
但是我们不单只对他们有世上成功的期待。
Not only we have hope for them on this earth.
我们对我们的孩子有没有属灵的期待呢？
Do we have hope for them spiritually?
我们希望他长大，在神的国里面会有个什么的角色呢？
What kind of role would you like your children to play in the kingdom of God?
是不是只是来聚会而已呢？
Is it just that they can come to this church to worship?
当然这个是最基本的。
And this is of course the basic.
我认识有一些妈妈。
I've known some mothers.
她拼命逼着小孩子学钢琴。
She will keep forcing the children to play the piano.
孩子都说不要学了。
Even the children don't want to learn.
妈妈说我不管你。
But the mother will insist.
至少起码给我学到可以弹赞美诗，再放过你。
At least you can learn how to play these hymns.
哇，这个没办法。
And of course, the children will have to give in.
有一些家长还很用心呢。
And some parents are even more convicted in their training.
我听过一个家长告诉我。
I've heard one parent that said.
哎，练好一首赞美诗，一首给你十块。
If you have learned one hymns, I'll give you a $10.
哇，小孩子听了都很高兴，拼命练。
And of course, then with reward, the children will be practicing very hard.
当然，用钱来贿赂他们不是很好的方法。
Of course, I don't think this is a good idea to bribe them to learn.
但是，起码这个是期待。
But this is the hope.
我希望你长大，不只在教会聚会而已，而可以在神的国做点事情。
And this is the hope of the mother that not only you can.Come to church and worship God. When you grow up, you can come and serve God.
这一百多年前啊。
100 years ago.
在英国有一个妈妈生了五个孩子。
In England, there was a particular mother who has 5 children.
五个孩子都送去非洲了。
And all 5 children were then sent to Africa.
当传教士。
And become missionary worker.
以前当传教士真的是有去没回的。
It was very difficult in the past 100 years ago. They normally would leave for Africa and would never come home.
跟现在不一样。
It's different from today.
所以感谢神，我有去有回。
I thank God that I've been there and come back.
五个孩子都在非洲死掉了。
So 5 sons have been to Africa and died there.
有人去安慰这个妈妈。
And there are people who went and comforted this mother.
叫她不要伤心啊。
Telling her not to be upset.
这个妈妈在流眼泪。
Of course she has tears in her eyes.
这个妈妈怎么回答呢？
And what do you think was her reply?
不是因为我死了五个孩子伤心。
I'm not sad because I lost my 5 sons.
我在想。 如果多生了几个的话，还可以再主给主再用。
And I was thinking maybe her reply is that if I have more sons, I will still send them to Africa.
这是真实的故事。
But this is the true story.
所以一个妈妈在整个家庭的信仰的角色很重要。
So we can see that the role of mother in the spiritual life of a family is very important.
爸爸也是。
And the same with the father.
那么孩子越来越长大了。
So when the children has grown up.
有时候我们没有办法每天跟着他了。
Sometimes it's very hard for us to always follow these children.
好像那个风筝啊，越放越远了那个线。
It's just like the kite that just released from our hand. It's further and further it goes.
因为它要飞啊，也不可以绑得太紧了。
And because it has to fly, you cannot hold the rein too tight.
但是那个线不能断。
However, you cannot cut off the string.
我们来看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
怎么样不断呢？
How can you not allow the string to be broken?
约伯记第一章。
Job, chapter 1.
这里记载啊，我们来看第五节。
Verse 5.
约伯有很多孩子。
Here we know that Job has many children.
第二节,
Verse 2.
这里说他生了七个儿子, 三个女儿。
He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
那么第四节啊, 他的儿子按着日期各在自己家里设宴席啊。
And his son used to take turns holding feasts in their homes.
一起吃喝。
And they would drink and eat together.
第五节啊,
Verse 5.
吃喝的日期过了。
And so after this period of feasting,
约伯就打发人叫他们去自洁。
So Job will send them to be purified.
清早起来。
And the next morning,
按着他们众人的数目啊。
And then according to the numbers,
献燔祭,
and then he will offer sacrifice.
他说：“恐怕我的儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。”
Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
他每天都为他的儿子、他女儿来祷告。
And this is how Job would pray every day for his children.
没有办法改变他。
It's not easy to change them.
没有办法跟着他。
It's not easy to follow them.
但是他每天按着数目，一个都不漏了。
But every day, according to how many children he has.
哦，如果我们有三个孩子的话。
If we have 3 children.
一个祷告五分钟，都每天就至少要祷告，为他们祷告十五分钟。
We have to at least pray for 5 minutes for each, and then 15 minutes for the 3 of them.
啊，那么因为约伯他有十个。
But Job has 10 children.
所以这个祷告应该很长的。
So I'm sure he has a very long prayer every day.
因为约伯了。这个信仰的坚持
Because of the insistence of Job's faith,
神都听到了祷告
God listened to his prayer.
所以我们对儿女有一个属灵的期待是应该的
So all of us should have a spiritual hope, a spiritual ambition for our children.
不单只是在世上希望他们 成就什么专业的人士
Not only the secular ambition that one day they will be great people in this world.
我们希望他们可以在神的国里面
We also hope that in the kingdom of God.
那我们看回来马太福音二十章
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音的二十章
Matthew chapter 20.
那他们求什么呢
？So what are they ask? What is she asking for?
那么二十一节啊
，Verse 21。
马太福音二十章二十一节
，Verse 20, Verse 21。Chapter 20, Verse 21。
耶稣就说了，那你要什么呢
？What is it you want？
那妈妈就回答
，She answered，
愿你叫我这两个儿子，一个在你国里面，一个在你右边，一个在你左边。
So grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left。
啊，他妈妈有一个属灵的期待。
So this mother has a spiritual hope。
但是因为道理并不是非常懂。
Although she is not very familiar with the truth。
她以为神的国跟世界一样。
And she thought that the kingdom of God is just the kingdom of the world.
当然是官做得越大越好。
And that the higher your status in the is better you are.
在神的国可以高一点也是很好。
And she so hoped that it's the same with the status of God.
但是主耶稣给他们一个改正的观念。
But here Jesus tried to change her concept.
那么我们来先来看妈妈这个祷告有什么需要改进的。
And then let's see what's the common improvement this mother has in her prayer.
我们来看马可福音第十章。
Let's read the book of Mark chapter 10.
马可第十章。
Mark chapter 10,
啊，第三十五节
，verse 35. Mark chapter 10, verse 35.
啊，同一段的同样的事情呢，记载不同的角度。
And this is the same incident, but it was recorded from a different perspective.
啊，这里说三十五节
，verse 35.
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求什么，愿你给我们做。”
So here the teacher they said we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
有时候我们就像他们一样。
So sometimes we are like them.
我们会祷告。
We will know how to pray.
我们很想要一件事情。
We always want one thing.
但是我们祷告的时候说主啊，你一定要帮助我这样。
And then we kept asking God, this is what we want, and please help me in this way.
哇，差不多是说无论求什么，希望你给我解决。
And no matter what I ask, please answer my prayer.
我们有时候都会是这种祷告。
This is often time the way we pray.
但是这种祷告下去的话，会有个问题。
And if we continue to pray like this, there was going to be a problem.
这种自我中心的祷告啊，祷告到最后。不会想祷告下去的。
This is a very self-centered prayer, and after when you pray for a while, you will not lose any interest.
会没有力量的。
You will lose interest because you will have no strength.
会心里面 不平静的。
Because there was no peace in your heart.
因为我们就是想神啊，无论我有求什么，你一定要按照我的方法。
Because we kept asking God, no matter what I ask for, please answer me.
但是主耶稣怎么样教导我们呢
？And what is that our Lord has taught us?
祷告完怎么告诉我们呢
？And how do we have to end our prayer?
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
怎么样的祷告一定会蒙神垂听
？What kind of prayer will be listened by God?
我们来看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
祷告 100% 蒙垂听，就是这个秘密在这边了。
And if you want your prayer to be 100% received by God, this is the formula.
约翰一书五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他都听我们，就是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
按着神的旨意来求。
In other words, we ask things according to his will.
什么叫按着神的旨意来求呢
？What does it mean by asking according to his will?
就是我们的爸爸要我们求什么。
And in other words, is what our God wants us to pray for.
打个比喻来说
For example,
孩子要向爸爸求东西
And if, for example, we take a child who's asking things from a father.
爸爸很想他努力读书
The father has wanted the son to study very hard.
如果这个孩子求说买一个打电动玩具的给我
But if the son were to request for a computer game,
爸爸可以听也可以不听了
Maybe the father will listen, maybe he will not.
但是如果这个孩子求什么
But if the son were to ask from the father.
我想我的英文进步一点，你买几本英文书给我看。
I want to improve my English. Can you buy a book for me?
我买本字典给我。
Or dictionary.
我想爸爸再怎么样，还是会买给他的。
And I'm sure this father will definitely listen to him and buy what he asked for.
因为这是爸爸的旨意。
Because this is the will from the father.
是我们在求事情的时候，我们要想完一个重点。
So when we ask things from God, we must think of one critical issue.
我求这个事情对我的信仰会不会有好处
？When we ask for this thing, is it good for my faith?
主啊，如果是你的旨意的话
，if it is your will,
对我有帮助的话
，and it will help my faith,
请你帮我开路。
Then please open the path for me.
如果不是你旨意的话
，if it is not your will,
那么我也接受。
Then I also accept accordingly.
这就是按着主的旨意来祷告。
This is praying according to the will of our Father.
像雅各的妈妈啊，他们求说要。坐左右边。
It's just like James and John's mother who asked to sit on the right and left of Jesus.
这样祷告都没有办法得到非常的垂听。
And of course, this is not will of God and will not be received by God.
还有这个一去要求一出来之后呢，门徒就在吵架了。
And after when she has this request, the disciple will start to quarrels.
有一个信徒做见证。
There was a member who gave a testimony.
他面对一件非常困难的事情。
He had encountered a very difficult problem.
他孩子病得非常的重。
His son was very ill.
他很忧伤。
And he was very deeply troubled.
他祷告主啊，为什么不医治我
？So he kept praying to God to heal and cure his son.
祷告的时候，越祷告越问号好像越来越大。
And then the more he prayed, the question marks become bigger.
每次祷告，心中得不到平安。
And every time when he prayed, he would not have this peace in his heart.
但是后来他讲。
And one day he said.
有一次我祷告的时候，我在想。
One day when I pray, I thought.
主啊，无论怎么样。
God, no matter what it is.
照你的旨意带领。
According to your will, guide me.
他说他很奇妙。
So miraculously.
这样一祷告下去啊。
After that prayer.
把自己完全交给神的时候。
And after when he surrendered everything to God.
他的心啊，完全变成平静。
When he surrendered himself to God, he has this peace in his heart.
他感觉到好像时间停顿下来了。
He felt that the time has stand still.
祷告完的时候，看看钟，啊，已经祷告了那么久了。
And after when he prayed, he realized that he has prayed for many a long time.
虽然他的事情没有办法马上得到解决。
Although his problem is still not solved.
他的心很平静。
But his heart is very peaceful.
这个就是按着主的旨意来求。
This is praying according to the will of Father.
所以不要按着自己的旨意来求。So,
and not praying according to our own will.
那我们看回来马太福音。
Let's turn back to the book of Matthew.
主耶稣要他们求什么呢
？And what is that Jesus want them to pray for?
20:22.
Chapter 20:22.
马太福音20:22.
Matthew chapter 20:22.
这里主耶稣回答：你们不知道所求的是什么。
Here Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking for."
我要喝的杯，你们可以喝吗
？Can you drink this cup that I'm going to drink?
他们说我们可以。
They said we can.
这里告诉我们一个 一个事实啊。
So it tells us a truth.
在神的国里面
，in the kingdom of God，
荣耀跟受苦是连在一起的。
That suffering and glory goes hand in hand together.
责任跟受苦是放在一起的。
And responsibility and suffering goes hand in hand together.
但是雅各、约翰的妈妈只看到一个方面。
However, this mother only saw one side.
有看到荣耀，但是没有看到受苦。
She saw the glory, but she did not see the suffering.
这个就是问题的所在。
And this is where the problem lies.
所以主耶稣说：“我喝的杯，你们可不可以喝
？”Here Jesus said, "The cup that I drink, can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?"
信了主之后，主都给我们喝杯啊。
And after when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we all drink from the cup.
什么杯呢
？What kind of cup?
有两种杯。
There are two kinds of cup.
我们看诗篇二十三章，
Let's turn the book of Psalms, chapter
23. 二十三篇。
Psalms chapter 23.
啊，我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节到第六节。
Psalm chapter 23, verse 5 to verse 6.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你用油膏了我的头。
You anoint my head with oil.
使我的福杯满溢。
My cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我只要住在神的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们读到这里就是哇，想说哇，信主真好，福杯满溢。
And every time when we read here, we say, oh, being a believer is so wonderful because we'll be blessed all the days of our life.
所以信主第一个杯就是福杯。
So the first cup we drink is this cup of blessing.
信了主有平安有喜乐，主耶稣医治我们，带领我们，加添我们信心。
Because after when we believe in the Lord, we have this peace, we have this love, we have in our heart because God guides us.
但是同时，我们对这个福杯也要做一个定义。
But after when we have this cup of blessing, we must give this cup a definition.
什么叫福杯呢
？What is this cup of blessing?
我们可能觉得没有不幸的事情发生就是福杯了。
Maybe we think that if there's nothing bad that happened, then it's blessing.
凡是顺利才是福杯啊。
If everything is nice and smooth, that's blessing.
是不是这样呢
？Is that the definition of blessing?
我们看清楚第五节这里怎么写啊。
Let's see what this verse 5 has to say.
福杯是在你敌人面前主耶稣给你喝的。
This cup of blessing is given to you in the presence of your enemy.
有人攻击你。
Somebody is attacking you.
有人阻挡你。
Somebody is stopping you.
很多事情不顺利。
There are a lot of things that's not as smooth.
但是你不怕。
So, but you're not afraid.
我心中还是很平静。
Because in your heart you are very peaceful.
这个才是真正的福杯啊。
This is truly the cup of blessing.
还有，你看第四节。
Let's look in verse 4.
走过死荫的幽谷都不怕遭害。
And even though you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, you are not afraid to be harmed.
信主并不是每天都是阳光大道啊。
So having been a believer, you're not always walking in sunshine.
有时候也会走到死荫的幽谷啊。
And there are times that we walk in the valley.Of the shadow of death.
但这里说不是不会遭害。
Here it says that you fear no evil.
而是不会怕遭害。
Here it says that it's not that you will not be harmed, but you will have no fear of evil.
信主并不是不会生病。
It doesn't mean that as believer will not be sick.
也会得生病，也会得绝症。
We all will be sick. We also can have cancer.
而是信了主，得了那些，我也不怕，因为我有盼望。
But believing the Lord, even we have sickness, we have cancer, we are not afraid because we have hope.
所以这个是福杯啊。
So this is a cup of blessing.
啊，第二种杯呢？
The second cup
就是苦杯
is a cup of suffering.
就主耶稣刚刚跟雅各、约翰所讲的。
And this is the bitter cup that Jesus said to James and John.
我喝的杯，你们可不可以喝呢
？The cup that I'm going to drink, can you drink it?
我们看旧约的以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to the book of in the Old Testament Isaiah.
五十三章。
Chapter
53. 第四节。
Verse 4.
五十三章第四节到第六节。
Chapter 53, verse 4 to verse 6.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以他为受责罚，被神击打苦待了。第五节。
Verse 5.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷了路，人偏行歧路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都担在他的身上。我们有时候信了主啊，会享受平安喜乐。
Sometime after believing the Lord, we enjoy this peace and joy.
但是我们有没有想过这个平安喜乐怎么得来的
？And have we thought about how have we gained this peace and joy from the Lord?
我们祷告蒙垂听，心中 很愉快，很平安，从哪里来的？
And every time when we pray to the Lord, we receive this peace and joy. Where does it come from?
原来这个平安是主耶稣担待我们来的。
This peace came from God who has bore our suffering.
我们的忧虑都给主了，所以主耶稣以前就把所有的忧虑就担起来了。
And we have given all our suffering and the sorrow to our Lord Jesus, and He has bore them for us.
因为他受的鞭打，我们就得医治。
It's because He was stricken, we are cured.
所以这个就是苦杯啊。
This is the bitter cup.
今天主耶稣来召我们来信主。
Today, our Lord,
拣选我们来信主。
Has chosen us.
有时候我们也要受这个苦杯啊。
Sometimes we have to bear this bitter cup.
为什么呢
？Why is this so?
我们来看马太福音第十章啊。
Let's turn back to the book of Matthew chapter 10.
啊，马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四节
，Chapter 10, verse 34.
十章第三十四节
，Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是要地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。三十五节
，Verse 35.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿是母叫与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。为什么主耶稣会这样讲呢
？Why is that the Lord Jesus will say this?
并不是基督徒会到处找麻烦。
It doesn't mean that the Christian will go look out for trouble.
而是因为信了主，会有时候会受还没有信主的家人朋友给压力，甚至受逼迫。
But rather for those people who has believed the Lord and their family still are not, then this person will receive persecutions from family.
如果遇到这样的情况的话
，If you have met with such a situation，
就是喝苦杯了。
Then it's indeed a bitter cup that you're taking.
啊，有一个姐妹
，It was a sister.
她自己一个来信主。
She came to believe in the Lord herself alone.
先生还没有信。
The husband is not a believer.
先生反对他来信
，and so the husband stopped her from coming，
不给他来信
，refused her from coming，
所以他就偷偷来教会
，and so secretly he will come to worship God in church。
但是他很喜欢来教会
，and she loves to come to church。
回家了，先生发觉了，都会对他动手
，and every time when the husband found out， the husband will hit her。
回来后，都会被打
，and will physically hit her。
啊，这个姐妹很痛苦。
This sister was in deep suffering.
每天为她的先生祷告。
Still, she continued to pray for the husband.
求神感动她的先生来信主。
And ask God to change the husband.
神真的很奇妙。
And indeed, God is very miraculous.
神会听人的祷告。
God listened to the prayer.
有一天，她的先生突然间想到。
And one day, this husband suddenly thought of a thing.
到底什么力量让我这个太太老是喜欢跑去教会？
And he thought, what kind of power allows my wife to constantly go to church?
连我要打她，她都不怕。
Even though I physically assaulted her, she's still not afraid.
到底教会要那么为什么那么吸引呢？
What kind of attraction was there in church?
这个，他就偷偷跟着太太啊，在她后面跟着她去教会看看。
So one day, he followed this wife to go to church.
这个预期到教会。
And when he came to church,
他以为人都不认识他。
And he thought that nobody knows him.
结果很远的时候，其实教会的人已经知道他来了。
And from distance, the church people know he's coming.
啊，教会的人不单只没有责备他。
Not only the church, the members did not rebuke him.
反而哇他来了，招呼他喝茶。
Rather they opened their arms and welcome him.
跟他聊天。
And talk to him.
招呼他。
And to greet him.
哇，他觉得很奇怪。
And he found this very strange.
这个世界有这样的人啊。
Why is there such people in this world?
我打他，他还不给他来教会，这个教会的人还对我那么好。
Even I hit my wife and refused her to come to church, the members still are good to me.
所以他坐下来听道理就受感动了。
So at that time when he sat in the chapel and listened to the truth, he was deeply touched.
后来神也拣选他，他又来信主了。
And later on, God has chosen him and he came to believe.
所以如果家里还没有信主的话
，So in your family, if you still have members that are yet believers,
先生太太还没有信主。
If your husband, whether your husband or your wife are not yet believers,
父母还没有信主的话
，parents are not believers,
我们这个苦杯就比较大一点了。
And then you will have a bitter cup.
我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So you have to pray to the Lord Jesus, to guide you.
那么主耶稣还要他们求什么呢
？And what else, does the Lord Jesus, ask them what they're asking for?
啊，马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
第三十八节。
35.
马可福音第十章三十八节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 35.
耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的喜你们能受吗？”
Here James and John, the son of Zebedee.
第三十八节。
Sorry, verse 38. You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?
喝那个苦杯啊，是很苦，但是苦一下就没有了。
After, if you were to drink this bitter cup, it may be bitter, but after drinking it, the bitterness is gone.
但是主耶稣这里更说，我受的喜啊，你可以受吗？
But here, Jesus asked, can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with?
什么受喜呢？
What is this baptism?
不是受水的洗。
It is not this water baptism.
也不是受圣灵的洗。
Or the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这里是预表试炼，甚至预表说主耶稣要舍去生命。
This regard to the baptism of training, and he's going to lose his life.
门徒求说我要当左右，我要当大。
The disciple asked to be the greater one on left and right.
但主耶稣说你不要求这些。
But Jesus said, you should not ask for these.
你要求可以牺牲，可以像我一样为人牺牲性命。
You must ask to be sacrificed like me, that I give up my life.
这个母亲奉献这两个儿子来当传道。
The mother of these two sons has given her son to be preachers.
他们真的有接受主的杯跟主的洗了。
And truly they have received the cup and baptism from the Lord.
我们来看看他们的命运是什么。
And then let's look at their destiny.
我们看先看雅各啊。
Let's turn to let's look at James.
我们看《使徒行传》第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 12 verse 1.
那时希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，第二节
Verse 2,
用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。所以雅各很快就为主耶稣殉道。
Here we see that James was a martyr for the Lord Jesus.
在十个使徒当中啊，
Among the 12 disciples,
最快的就为了主生命献上给主。
He was the first one who gave his life for the Lord.
所以我们在想，以前的人信主是用生命来换的。
So we must ponder upon this.In the past, people had given up their life to believe in the Lord.
他们真的是整个生命都付出去了。
They have truly given all their life to the Lord.
所以他们也得到生命。
And but in return, they receive life.
今天我们的信仰是用什么换呢？
And today, what kind of exchange do we have for our faith?
为我们的信仰投进多少东西进去呢？
How much have we invested in our faith?
那么雅各他真的喝了这个杯跟接着那个洗了。
So truly, we can see that James has drank this cup and.Receive this baptism.
那么他的弟弟啊，那么我们来看这章的时候有个观念哦。
And let's look at this concept.
雅各他被砍头。
James was beheaded.
那么同一章里面呢，又记载彼得放在监牢里面准备要砍头的，但是又被救了出来。
And then in the same chapter, Peter realized that he's going to be beheaded, but he was then being saved.
看起来好像很不公平啊。
Looks like it was quite unfair.
我们不可以说因为他们没有祷告，刚开始的时候，所以雅各才被砍头。
And we can't say that come to conclusion, oh, because they did not pray, and that's why James was then first beheaded.
我相信他们被抓进去，教会的一定也会关心。
I'm sure that when they are being arrested, the church were praying for them.
但是是不是神不爱雅各呢？
Does it mean that God did not love James?
是不是让你受苦就等于不爱你？
Is it God that makes you suffer and then he doesn't love you?
不是的。
It's not like this.
神给雅各做的事情，雅各已经做完了。
God has given James a mission and James has completed it.
所以他就可以回家了。
And then he can go back to his heavenly home.
神给彼得的工作还没有做完。
But the mission that God has given to Peter is not yet completed.
受的苦还没有受够。
And he has not finished his suffering.
并不是因为神很讨厌他让他受苦啊。
It doesn't mean that God disliked Peter and wanted him to suffer more.
因为魔鬼的阻挡工作就是会受到魔鬼的阻挡就会受苦。
Because any work of God would be stopped by Satan and they will have to suffer.
所以他那一次就被救出来。
So that day he was being saved.
但是后来他也是为了主殉道了。
But later on he too was then martyred.
所以后来是倒吊十字架了。
And he was crucified upside down on a cross.
所以并不是说神比较偏心谁。
So God doesn't show favoritism.
每一个人都有自己的苦杯。
All of us has our own bitter cup.
每一个人都有自己的责任。
All of us have our own responsibility.
每一个人都有自己的时间。
And all of us have our own time.
那么他的弟弟约翰呢？
What about his brother John?
我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the Book of Revelation, chapter 1.
约翰福音，启示录第一章第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节
John chapter 1 verse 9
圣经最后一卷启示录第一章第九节
The last book chapter 1 verse 9
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上
I, John, your brother and companion in suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
约翰本来是十二个使徒里面差不多最年轻的，但是他活到最老。
So among the 12 disciples, John is the youngest, but he lived the longest.
但是活到最老，他有他的试炼呢。
And even though he lived the longest, he too has his own trial and suffering.
这个是什么试炼呢？
What kind of suffering?
看到你同一代的人呢，一个一个离去啊。
And this suffering is seeing the people of his same generation went before him.
自己最后一个。
He was the last one to go.
会很孤单啊。
He was very lonely.
可能给他有的选的话，大概不会选当最后一个。
Perhaps if he had the choice, he wouldn't want to be the last one to go.
还有被放逐到一个荒岛上面。
Not only that, he was then sent to a Islands of Patmos.
很孤单的。
All by himself.
所以有人说最大的折磨是什么？
So people said, what is the greatest kind of torture?
最大的折磨就是孤单。
The greatest kind of torture is loneliness.
比肉体受苦还要难受。
And that's the worst physical suffering.
但是神给他的，让他遇到这个环境也不是没有原因的。
But that's the reason why God allowed him to be alone in the islands of Patmos.
魔鬼想要打击他。
Because Satan wants to attack him.
但是神用这个环境让他可以写上启示录。
But God allowed him to be alone in this lonely place so that he can write this book of Revelation.
安静的环境里面，神给他很多的启示。
And in this very quiet place, God gave him many revelations.
所以两兄弟。
So these two brothers, James and John.
一个第一个为主殉道。
One was first martyr and beheaded.
一个最后一个。
But one.The second was the last.
主的杯，他们真的有喝了。
And both of them has indeed drank from the cup of the Lord.
主的喜，他们真的也有受了。
And they have been baptized by the baptisms of God.
那我们呢？
And how about all of us here?
对我们生活在今天2006年加拿大的信徒来说。
And for all of us who are living in Canada in this year 2006.
逼迫受苦这种东西好像很遥远。
Seems like persecution and suffering are so far away.
我们今天所想的大概只是说，我要不要开半个小时的车来机会而已。
Today we may just think that, oh, is that I'm going to drive for half an hour to church for worship?
我们真的是没有办法为主受什么苦。
And we truly has nothing that we can suffer for God.
更没有机会为主而死了。
We don't even have a chance to die for God.
但是我们反过来想。
But if we were to just think it reversely.
不能够为主死。
On the other hand, if we cannot die for God,
至少可以为主活。
We can at least live for the Lord.
主耶稣要我们做什么呢？
What does the Lord want us to do?
如果主耶稣要我们读书。
If today our Lord want us to study very hard.
好好读。
And that focus in our study.
为主耶稣读。
And that we study for the Lord.
将来主耶稣给我这个专长，可以帮助教会的圣工。
And that the Lord will give me the skills that I can put my talent in this church work.
主耶稣让我弹琴。
And God wants me, our Lord wants us to play the piano.
让我好好的弹。
And that I must play it very well.
将来为主弹。
So I can play for the Lord.
要主耶稣让我学电脑。
If the Lord wants us to learn a computer,
好好学。
I will focus and study hard.
将来为主耶稣做电脑的工作。
And that I can work, I can do it on the Lord.
每一样事情都有主耶稣可以用我们的地方的。
So in any ways that we do, our God can use us.To serve him.
我们活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of us living today?
活着并不是为了只是讨生活而已。
It's not just so that we can make a living.
生活只是活着世上的一个方法，让我们肉体有饭吃的方法。
Making a living is just a way that so that we can feed our family and survive.
不是一个目的。
But this is not the goal.
所以英文有一句 ，We do not live to eat, but eat to live. 我们不是为吃活着，不是为了吃饭，而是。要为了更重要的事情。
But we lived for a more important purpose.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we pray to our Lord to guide us.
主耶稣问你。
So if the Lord asks you.
也问我。
If you ask me.
你要求什么呢？
And what are you asking for?
我们一起来唱赞美诗。398首。
Let's sing hymns 398.